The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and it is time for our super duper Super Bowl spectacular challenge. All right, so we're all pumped. Gavin's stretching as we speak.
I'm lotioning my hands.
That's not a good idea, Rock. I'll explain why in a second. Okay, so if you want to see what we're doing with our Super Duper Super Bowl challenge, just jump onto Facebook there. We're streaming it live right now. Because what we're doing is Betty Rock came up with a game. She's like, yeah, they pass the football all the time. So what if we try to catch envelopes of money? And so they're all taped up on the wall. We have to run over there and try to grab an envelope. And we'll hold off on opening it till the end, okay? So you have a chance to win real money here. My okay. money. I put it in there. But inside of there are a couple things. There's a penalty where you lose some of your money.
Okay.
But there's an interception where you can steal all of somebody else's. Delightful. Okay.
Great.
Now I'm ready. I didn't have a football jersey, so I actually made one, and I'm number one too. All right. I'm ready to go. Now Betty was lotioning her hands. Do you see where that could be a problem?
No, because it just gives me more ability to get towards the top.
They're slippery. No. You need stick them. That's
your
what
grip
you do
is
football.
Gone.
Oh no, it'll be fine.
Yeah, sure, it'll be fine.
It's
okay.
Fine.
Oh, here we go. My wife just texted me. Are y'all alive? Is everything working? I'm just okay. Just want to make sure. Sometimes that happens during a live. Okay. So with that, we're going to start off with our first round. We have two rounds. Gavin?
Okay.
We're going to start with you. You're going to set the bar. Put the football helmet on.
Okay.
This is an extra small football helmet, and he has a giant head.
Massive head. This hurts so much to put on.
I don't even know if it'll go all the way on. You look good, dude. You look good. Okay. Move that mic over so we can hear you hit the wall, please. And, so Gavin's going to make his first jump. Leave the room. You get a running start.
Okay.
All right, so Gavin, for his first envelope pull, down, sit. What did Peyton Manning used to yell? Omaha, Omaha.
Okay, here we go.
Blue 32, go. Gavin. Oh,
he hurt his knee.
No, I'm totally
okay.
fine.
Oh, okay.
Gavin did hurt his knee. He hurt himself on the first play.
But okay. I got a good one.
Yay.
Hopefully.
He got a high one. We don't know. They're all up there at random. Okay. So, Betty Rock, put on the helmet now. This ought to be interesting.
Wait. I got to take my headphones off.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. So, Betty Rock's going for her first jump. Again, if you want to see this and you can comment.
It fits just fine.
You look fantastic.
Yeah.
Even with a side bun. I don't know why more football players.
Do I look professional?
Players. You do.
Okay, great.
Okay. So, now, if you want to follow along, we are streaming this on Facebook Live. So, you can jump there, search Wally's show. All right, Betty Rock, for your first jump, I would like to point out, watch Betty Rock's style. She does a pre-jump, which is bigger than her actual jump.
It is.
So on your bar, sorry, down, sit, hut, hut, go. There she goes.
Oh, she got one.
Okay, now Betty went with a different style there. Betty went where she grabbed, she hit it, slapped it, and pulled it down.
Yeah,
she didn't grab it.
The hand lotion did not hinder her.
Oh, her hair. I know why you wore a hat today.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Much needed.
Okay, all right, it's time for Super Bowl Sunday Wally. Okay.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Okay. He's going to get
you're
up.
You're going to see some mad hops. I'm going for the highest one.
Gavin.
Because I have to prove something.
Gavin, you got to give him set spike or whatever.
All right.
Okay, ready?
Down, set, put up, hike.
And he's running.
Here
he's
going.
And he's
I was going to do a backflip. But then I decided not to because that'd be a little showy. Okay, so I did hurt my ribs. Okay, so we all have one envelope. Now for the next round, we're going to challenge us and we're going to draw some things that are going to make it harder to accomplish this. And we'll do that here in 10 minutes on The Wally Show. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. And it is our super duper Woo! Super Bowl challenge here on the Wally Show. If you want to follow along and see what we're doing as well, maybe you're at your office already, you can just stream us live on Facebook. Just search Wally Show. That's what we're doing. Now, we have envelopes and little football envelopes that Betty Rock made, but they are filled with money that I made. They have a chance to win some money here. But I do, too. Like, every time I jump and compete, I'm getting money back. But there's also penalties in this. There's an interception where you get to steal somebody else's money. There's a flag on the play where you get, like, pass interference. You get to, you have to give back some of your money, okay? So, that's what we are doing right now. We've done round one. Everybody got an envelope, so that was good. But now we're up to round two. We're going to make it a little bit harder. We're going to challenge ourselves a little bit. So, Betty Rock, ladies first, why don't you draw a challenge out of the helmet, and let's see what you get, what's going to make it more difficult for you. I lowered some of these because they're harder. I hope she gets 360 because she's not getting it.
Do you want me to read it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I have to do with 1 foot.
Oh, that's not okay. Too bad. But
no.
But you don't have many. Like,
I mean, my regular jump is like I'm jumping with 1 foot.
Yeah. Gavin, make your draw. Let's find out what
Let's
yours
see
is.
Here. Make it a mystery.
Make it bad.
Oh, not that bad, please. Oh, I got the blindfolded one.
Yes. Okay.
I'm confident.
Rob, right. Can you hand me that helmet, please? All right. So my challenge is going to be.
You're
going to
get the 360 one.
I hope not, man. I tested it, and I did not do well. This one's stuck in the helmet, so I want to make it fair.
Oh, gosh. You're looking at all of
no,
them.
No, I'm not.
Don't
honest
look.
Truthful. I'm honest truthful. Look, I'm not. Oh, no. Trade shoes with Betty.
Oh. I wore some good ones.
So hey. I have to wear Betty Rock's little tiny
That's
shoes.
Good.
Okay.
I wear a size 7, which I think is a size 5 in guys. Is that an issue?
No, I wear 9.5.
That's
so it's
half
an
of
issue.
His foot.
Betty Rock, let's start with you and your jump here. Let me get your helmet.
I got to wear the helmet again?
Yeah, you got to wear the helmet. This is half your body weight, so this challenges you. So, Betty Rock, you start with your jump here, and let's see how high you get for your envelope. All right, Gavin, come over out of her way. Thank you. Okay. All right. Down! And you have to hop the whole
one
way.
1 foot, yeah. So 1 foot from here all the way over.
Hut, hut! Hop, hop, hop!
She's making her way!
Hop, hop! That is with grace and style. Hop!
Oh, no!
She missed it! She got... Oh! She
Hurt my ankle! Hurt my ankle!
She went big and tried to get a top one and then had to settle for a lower envelope.
This
All right.
helmet really hurts.
Switch the helmet over to Gavin. And
I need a blindfold, right?
Yeah. I got you. Here's your blindfold.
Okay.
Now, when we do this, no one shout where the wall is.
Okay.
Also, the mask says kiss or diss.
Oh, what's it's an old game we used to play. Okay, Gavin, here's what you do. Like a kicker, Gavin.
Okay.
Stand against the wall. Face the wall.
Okay.
Face the wall.
Face the wall.
Now back your steps up so you know how far to go. No, count your steps.
1, 2.
Oh, you're so hosed.
5.
Okay, is this good enough?
Okay, that's good enough.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Down.
Ah!
Set. Hut, fast as you can.
Oh!
Gavin's down.
Woo!
Gavin's
he did
down.
Really well. He got up really high.
I got one.
He did get one. Nicely done. Okay. Mine was trade shoes with Betty Rock.
Oh, that's me. Right.
I meant to be doing that during Gavin's jump. Sorry.
Woo!
Okay, so, Betty, switch places with me, please.
Okay.
Oh!
That
Don't
was
get
bizarre.
Get sweaty and gross.
Let me see if I can jam my feet into the front. Oh, my gosh! I got my feet in them!
No, you did not!
They're so stretchy.
Stretch them out.
I'm stretching out her shoes.
That's
or
so
really
good.
Really small feet for a man.
Your shoes are so stretched out right now. Okay, this is not gonna be a problem at all. Here we go.
Oh, jeez.
He's gonna go for the top one,
I'm
right?
Go for a big one. Yeah.
Okay. Watch out. Okay. Bump, set, spike it.
Did you say bump?
I think so.
I don't know what the terms are.
Here he goes.
They do hurt though, because my feet are completely jammed in them.
Your feet do look tiny in those.
Okay, here you go. Don't stop complaining. Go.
There he goes!
Oh no! I missed it! Okay, I got a second down.
He went for the top one, didn't get it.
On the first try. Go! Okay!
I do not have a very manly jump. I've just realized this. I kind of hop in and then go,
Okay, here we go. Bump, set, spike!
Bump, set, spike!
And there he goes!
I hurt my hip again. All right, so that is it for our round. Next round will be the reveal, and we'll do that. Why am I this winded? I should not be this winded. And we'll do that in 10 here on The Wally Show. All right, it is time for the big reveal. If you are just joining us, it's our super-duper Super Bowl challenge where we've been trying to catch footballs, envelopes that look like footballs for money up against a wall. And now we're going to see what everybody won. But now inside of this, there are penalties, too. So you might have won a penalty that could help or hurt you. Some of the things you missed, these were the envelopes that did not get picked. Let's see what's on the board still, what's been taken off. Oh,
a $20 bill. No.
That just kills Betty's soul. I want that. Oh, boy. You know what? We'll open one more, and it's probably going to make her sad. We'll just go to ours.
Maybe is it
going
to be? Just a dollar.
$6.
Oh, that's still
okay,
good cash.
I would have taken that, too.
All right. You know, we'll open one more.
Oh, please.
Let it be
like the interception or something. Oh,
nuts.
What was it?
This was the interception.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Where you got to steal somebody else's money. That is such a bummer. Okay, so let's start with you, Gavin.
Okay.
Open one envelope, please,
sir.
Again, we're streaming this on Facebook Live. Just search Wally Show, and feel free to ask us questions. We'll be taking some of those after we finish. Gavin with the
$10.
All right.
I like
Betty Rock, open your next one.
I get one.
We're going one at a time.
I get...
Oh, she's so happy. Okay, here comes mine. I get...
What'd you get?
$1.
Hey!
I get $1 of my own money back. That's a bummer. Okay, Gavin, your last envelope.
Okay, let's see here. Come on. I can get into this, I promise. It looks like it's... $1.
$1. So Gavin's at 21. Betty's sitting at 15.
No, he's got 11.
Oh, he's got 11. Oh, he had a 10. That's right.
Yeah. Okay, I've got 15 and... a 20!
Oh, no way!
I hate when Rock gets money.
Yeah,
oh, that is the worst.
All right, your last envelope?
My last envelope is...
Is it going to be... Oh, is it going to be...
Oh, I got the 100!
What?
Oh,
there
no,
wasn't
no.
I see a 5 on there.
I got $5 back. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Congratulations, everybody.
Thank you.
Betty Rock, the big winner today.
Yeah!
You can be a winner as well. Immediately following this break, we're going to stay on Facebook Live, so don't go anywhere. We're going to ask one question, and we'll take people's answers. And if you get the right answer, you're going to pick up American Underdog, the movie American Underdog, starring Zachary Levi, as well as our friend from, I can only imagine, myself.
Oh,
but Dennis friend. Quaid. I like to talk to myself in third person now. And so you can win that. And it features the story of Kurt Warner, which is also about him taking the Rams to the Super Bowl. And the Rams are in the Super Bowl, so it's full circle. So we'll do that. Don't go anywhere on Facebook. And thank you for joining us for our super-duper Super Bowl challenge on The Wally Show on WayFM. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. Obviously, Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday, and you have the Rams taking on the Bengals. And I love when football players, or just athletes, people in the spotlight, also turn a spotlight on their faith, which I think is really cool. Because, man, you've been given this great opportunity, and I believe those things are, like, God-given. Like, I believe those are opportunities to use your platform for good. And that was the case for Anna Marie Cupp. Is it Cupp or Coop?
Cup.
That's what I thought.
It's with an extra P, but it's still Cup.
Right. I'm not sporty, but she's the wife of Los Angeles Rams wide receiver Cooper Cupp, which is really funny as far as the name.
Cooper Cupp.
His parents had a great sense of humor. But they kind of put their faith out front. They posted a video or an Instagram video of them embracing on the field after the playoff win at SoFi, which led them to the Super Bowl. And they just posted this moment, these moments, thanking God for every one of them. We've prayed for this season to glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay, so a lot of people go, hey, I want to thank God, and then they move on. Remember Miley Cyrus years ago at the Kids' Choice or People's Choice Awards?
Oh, yeah.
I want to thank God, you know, and you're like, I don't feel that.
Right, your words are one thing, your actions are another.
But then when they live this their whole lives, and you know, and to go as far as to say, you know, praying that we just have a season that would glorify God, and they... You know, when you win, it makes sense, too. But if you can still say that when you lose, that's also super impressive. But he's an amazing wide receiver. Like, he has skills, and we're called to be excellent. And so when people who are really, really good at their craft, they've spent the time, they've dedicated themselves, they sacrificed, then they earn people's respect on the field in this case. So then when they say something about their faith, it carries more weight.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're really excellent at what we do, like, you could be, like... at work You'd be like the most outspoken person about your faith. But if you're not good at your job and you're the person that everyone's picking up the slack for and they're frustrated by you, your faith gets diminished. Your witness becomes, I don't know if I believe what they say. Mm-hmm. But when you're excellent, you strive for excellence, your faith, your words matter. And so I just love that they were doing this. And Cooper gave props to his wife, too, because behind every man that succeeded, there is usually
a better
woman. You know what?
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I'm living proof of that, man. Like, I wouldn't even be, I'm not that I'm a great man, but I wouldn't even be here doing what I do if it wasn't for my wife. But he said, without a doubt, there's no doubt in my mind that not only would I not be here or where I am today without her or accomplishing the things I'm doing, I really believe this. I may not be in this. I may not be in the NFL. I might not be here. She pushed and inspired me to do what I do. And so I love that. I just love seeing people perform, be excellent, and share their faith. And that's the thing. We get the opportunity to do this every day. You know, it's easy to think, well, they have a big platform. You have just as important of a platform at work, at school, in your neighborhood, wherever you are. And so I think the lesson for all of us is don't squander that. Make the most of it, and that's how we make a difference.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's a little good news giddy-up. The regular news can be a little heavy, so we do it a little differently. Three rapid-fire good news stories coming at you right now, and we're going to start with you, Betty Rock. Good news giddy-up, go!
You might remember this group. They were in an old Super Bowl ad that aired back in 2010, but they're the Never Miss a Super Bowl Club, and it's a group of guys who've been at every Super Bowl since the first one in 1967.
That's so crazy. Wow. They've gotten a little bit older now.
Yeah, so here's the sad part. There's only three surviving members left. Yes. And all of them are in their 80s now. But it sounds like that this Super Bowl might be the last year all three of them get to go. So the oldest guy is 85.
Wow.
And he says that he's probably not going to make it to the next one. But at least one of the members plans to keep going until at least 2026 because it'll be Super Bowl 60.
There you go. Nice. I love it. Good on them, man, for still doing it. Gavin, good news giddy up. Go.
There was a huge crocodile in Indonesia and in the news after a community worked together to remove a tire that was stuck around its neck for 6 years, which is a long time. They've been trying to catch it for a while, but they never managed to get the tire off until now.
There you go. And then it ate one of the rescuers.
Stop.
Sorry. Good news getting it. My fault.
You might have been hungry.
My fault. Yeah. I haven't eaten in 6 years because of this tire.
Stop.
All right. I'm going to redeem it right here. There's a guy in Wyoming who was late for work, but he saw a house on fire. And so it's easy at that point to go, well, I'm sure the fire department's been notified. Someone will be here, and I need to get to work. But instead, he stopped. Then he pulled a woman and her 4-year-old son out, saved their lives. Turns out he used to be a volunteer fire department. So then he goes off to work. You would think that's end of story. Nicely done. Good on you. He later shows up with the family for where they were staying and brought them gifts, and he spent hundreds of dollars on, like, clothing items and things for the kids. It's like, man, that's next level generosity, and that is next level good news. Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. but I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education, like for whatever reason they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 to my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper, but you can make it happen. You don't just dream it. You have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what? I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it. I've done it. And Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting way of him. That always makes me giggle. This is The Wally Show. We have our prayer wall where you can post prayer requests and have people pray for you. You can pray for other people. It's this really great thing, and it's at wayfm.com. And we have Pastor Chad, who is in charge of the prayer wall in our prayer ministry here at Way FM. He comes in every week, and we kind of talk about things that are going on there. And you guys in your department there did a thing yesterday about prayer, and you sent out a text, right?
Yeah, we just send out a text every couple months just initiating a conversation with people. How can we pray for you? It's simple, but a lot of times the response is God has met me in the right moment through that text. And so even yesterday we sent out this text and a lady writes in. She says, "Hello, I got a random 'can we pray for you' request, and it was God's timing. I firmly believe this. My daughter, who has achieved so much in her life and is in her 20s, is struggling with alcohol dependency and self-worth issues."
Oh, wow. When you're a parent and your kids struggle, your life isn't right. It is not right until you help them get right. And it's so frustrating, scary, you know, and so to have something that hit you like that and met her where she was, mm-hmm. that's awesome, man.
Yeah, it's on her mind to meet all the time, and immediately she gets a text. I love this. I love the fact that we get these types of stories that people are just needing someone to reach out and say, "Hey, can I pray for you?" So maybe the lesson is also, can we do that to the people around us? Hey, what can I pray for you about? But also, we do have the prayer wall, and yesterday we received over 2,000 prayer requests on there from people just saying, "Hey, in the moment, I need nice. Prayer right now." And so whether you know someone who you could pray for or go to the prayer wall at wayfm.com, you could go pray for other people who are just like this lady saying, "I have an immediate request and God met me in the moment. Will you pray with me?"
That's what I highly, highly recommend. If you need prayer, okay, definitely do the prayer wall. Mm-hmm. Get a lot of people praying for you. You'll get these notifications that let you know when people have prayed for you. That's the other cool part of this. People pray, they click a box, you get notified. It makes a difference for you in your day. But the only thing I ask, there's no cost to this, there's nothing. The only thing I ask is that while you're there, posting your prayer request, pray for somebody else. Yeah. And here's why. When you do that, you can scroll through and you'll find somebody that's hurting, maybe with the same type thing that you're dealing with or something completely different, but it also helps you when all of a sudden, mm-hmm. sometimes you can't find the words for yourself because you're so frustrated and maybe even angry with God and you can't find the words for yourself, but it's easier to pray for somebody else. And what's so funny is I guarantee you'll be praying, "Lord, this person's so mad at you right now. Just help them in their unbelief." And then you go, "Oh, wait a minute. I need that same thing for me," you know?
Yeah. I often, and now my practice has become, when I'm feeling anxious, I start feeling anxious about work, about home, about my own kids. That's where I go. And the Lord really smooths it out. Not only does he show me people with other bigger problems and it's like, okay, what you're dealing with isn't as bad, but he also speaks to me through those things of, as I'm praying for other people, I am in control of those people and I'm in control of you. Let's bring this anxiety down a bit. So you're exactly right. The Lord is working not only for those people, but in our own hearts when we pray.
There you go. It's the prayer wall with Pastor Chad. Just check it out at wayfm.com. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And Valentine's Day coming up. And, you know, it's one of those things where a lot of people love Valentine's Day. But some people, if you are not in a relationship, it can be a little bit different for you, a little bit different view of the holiday. And Betty Rock is single, and so you practice the old Galentine's Day, right?
Yes, and Galentine's Day is typically celebrated the day before Valentine's Day, so February 13th. And typically, it's just a day that's meant for women celebrating other friends that they have, women friends that they have in their lives, celebrating them and just encouraging them, giving them love, sharing their true feelings about how they feel about those people.
And it's not even just like other single women either. It's like, it's just a Galentine's Day to celebrate each other.
Exactly. And I like to celebrate Galentine's Day by writing happy mail. So what I mean by that is getting cute little Valentine's cards and decorating the envelopes with cute stickers.
Nice.
And then mailing them out to all my friends that matter to me.
You know what? We should do Palentine's Day on the 12th then, Gavin. and we should do cute little stickers and envelopes for each other.
I'm going to be a hard no on that one.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Well, you know what?
You're
missing
out.
Sometimes love is one-sided. one of the things that Betty Rock did, I love the she's talking about being single, and she wrote a song about singleness inside of this Valentine's Day holiday. Check, this is really good. Check this out.
I see you, and you see me. Watch you scanning my things, but let's not make this a scene. Oh, ma'am, you ought to know I'm not as sad as you think, so don't start judging my flow. Just me, myself, and I. Single eyes, they're watching you. Have nothing I have to prove. Single eyes, they're watching you. Single eyes, they're watching you, watching you, watching you, watching you.
If you want to see this, Gavin has it posted up on wayofhim.com/Wally as well. Really, really great job.
Amazing.
I love that.
Thank you.
So good.
Thank you.
So here's the deal. I am curious because Galentine's Day is a little bit of a thing. Gavin has already said he doesn't want to celebrate Galentine's Day.
Rude.
Sorry.
So we'll do a thing to help other ladies out for Galentine's Day. What do you do for your friends? Maybe somebody wants to do their very first Galentine's Day and doesn't know what to do. Betty Rock does Happy Mail. So what is your Galentine's Day go to? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. What do you do for your friends? 855-33-WAY-FM. So how do you do it, Katrina?
It's not me. It's a girl I work with, Stephanie Jordan. I want to give her a shout out. Every year for several years, she gives all of us girls in the office a rose with a special shout out of how we make her feel.
Aww.
Oh, that's nice.
I love that. Well, Katrina, when you get something like that, how does it make you feel?
I'm a single girl too, Betty Rock, and so it makes me feel valued. Because sometimes we go through our day, our routine, and don't know if we're valued or not. But they actually make me feel valued, and she just actually solidifies that.
Well, Katrina, I don't have a cute little card to send you, but if I did, it would have a choo-choo train on it on the front, and it would say, I choo-choo choose you.
Oh, geez. This is why you're not a part of Galentine's.
Okay, I'm out. I'm out. All right. What kind of stuff do you give your coworkers or friends?
My coworkers, it's predominantly women in our office, so I get little treat bags, and I put trail mix in there, and then I write on the outside, stay on the road, and it just kind of helps them to remind them to seek God first and to stay on that trail, to be a servant heart. And the guys, I always share one little piece of heart chocolate, so that way they are reminded to seek one woman and one heart.
Oh,
so
that's nice. I like the imagery of that. Plus, I like the fact that guys got chocolate and girls get trail mix. Any of the girls ever be like, all right, Cherry, this isn't right.
I do put chocolate chips in the trail mix, so it does help.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it is Friday, which means we are all crammed inside of our time machine, hurtling back in time musically, and somebody has to take us there, because honestly, Betty Rock has no sense of direction.
I don't.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Get us lost. You got us lost in the 15th century one time.
Well, it wasn't my fault. We didn't have MapQuest.
The irony was we still hit a Michael W. Smith song. So, Abigail, you are in charge of the time machine today. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Now, what song do you want to take us back in time with?
Burn the Ships by For King and Country.
Now, Rock, this is a more recent song, but I don't know what year it came out. What do I have to set the time machine for?
2018, so not that far back.
Yeah, but far enough. That's like, what, 3 years? So that's pre-pandemic levels.
Oh, yeah, that is true. It was also the same year that women were allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia for the first time in history.
All right, not everything is progress.
And also when Meghan Markle joined the British royal family.
What?
Yay!
That's right. I still have the embroidered pillow to commemorate that. So good. Well, Abigail, why do you want to hear Burn the Ships? What does this song mean to you?
Well, this last year has been a really rough time with anxiety for me again. It all just came back. It was just a really rough year, and I felt like I was a slave to my own mind. And finally, around November, things started to kind of get better again. And then New Year came, and I decided I want this year to be different. I want it to be better. I'm ready to burn my past mistakes. I'm ready to step into a new day to never look back.
Well, I love that. And I love the concept of this song. They wrote it in regards to an explorer who, the title Burn the Ships, is they'd landed in this place. Half the men wanted to go back and he wanted to push forward. So he burned the ships. So they had no choice but to go forward.
Man, that guy, he was dedicated.
Yeah, he's a little drama queen. but, you know, it worked, you know. And so I love the concept of this song. I love your reason for it. And I think it's just a song to keep people moving forward through all the hard times. So Abigail, you're calling the shots today all the way back to 2018. It's for King and Country, Burn the Ships on Way FM.
Thank you.
How did we get here? What comes to way on a lonely shore? I can see in your eyes, dear, it's hard to take for a moment more. We've got to burn the ship.
Do you remember that kid song, the head bone's connected to the neck bone? Hey, it's Wally, and songs like that help kids learn things like anatomy. But as adults, we need more songs to help us learn other stuff, like the Anatomy of Mortgages song. Fixed rates connected to the prime rate. That would be great, right? So while there might not be a clever mortgage song, I can give you the anatomy of my refinance with United Faith Mortgage. I called Ryan at UFM, and first he explained to me some of my options, like refinancing to lower my monthly payment, saving me years off the loan. Then we went over the cash out refinance, where I could pull cash out of my house and use it for whatever I wanted. That's the option we went with. Here's the best part for me personally. I got all that money and my monthly payment stayed the same because interest rates are so low. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
Read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
Nice!
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Dating is tough, especially the older you get, and I am speaking from experience.
Yep.
And it sounds like it's not easy for celebrities either. First dates can be great or they can be disastrous like these. So Jenny Slate, we know her as Mona Lisa in Parks and Rec.
Money, please.
Don't be suspicious.
She was set up on a date with a guy who decided it was a good idea to show up in a full authentic knight's costume.
That's a guy that's been watching too much of The Bachelor and things like those grand gestures are where it's at. Like, that's no.
Yeah. Emma Watson, who played Hermione in the Harry Potter series, she claims a guy she went out with on a first date told her that he can't be friends with people who are fat or unattractive.
Okay, he better be super hot. Like, to have that, like, position, you've got to be really confident in your own abilities.
You do. And American Idol alumni Kelly Clarkson, she walked out on a first date. That's because he would not stop talking about the fact that she was an inch and a half taller than him.
Oh, yeah.
That's an insecure guy. Want to get away from
syndrome. Yeah, you don't want that in your life.
Mm-mm.
I would imagine, like, celebrities dating other celebrities would be really tricky. Because, like, they probably got to set it up through, publicists talking to each other and things like that.
And then other people are in your romantic life. That's
Or trying to slide into someone's DM, like, hey, I just think we'd be cool to go out. But then they're both celebrities, so you're almost dating the persona. And so if you're dating them, like, okay, now they're really big and over the top, so I've got to do this grand thing, and we've got to go and make it this romantic movie like they've been in. You know, I think that would be, like, really hard versus going, hey, do you want to grab a cup of coffee?
Yeah, it's just... be normal.
Yeah.
Just don't, like, pull out a dead hamster out of your pocket and say, look at my pet.
Okay.
Speaking from experience.
That is so sad and weird. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. And as science gets more and more specific or accurate, there's some good and bad things that come with that, like DNA stuff. I mean, like DNA testing exonerates people or proves things about people. But like now it's gotten into personal DNA tests so that you can find out about your lineage or your heritage. And there's this one girl who did a DNA test for funsies, you know, to look for distant relatives, and found out that she and her dad did not have the same genes.
Oh,
and you're like, oh, you got some splaining to do, Lucy. But it was a mix up at a fertility clinic. Mm-hmm. And so no one in her family's fault, but all of a sudden it's not biologically her father. So that gets real murky. Fortunately, she's like, they're still my parents,
yeah.
You know, but it gets weird. You got your dad a 23andMe, right, Rock?
I did a 23andMe DNA test, and it tells you.
And it came out that he was your dad?
Yes.
But, Dad, I'm going to need you to spit in this cup. Don't ask questions.
Stop. It did tell his lineage, which he has always been curious about, but it also told some things that he didn't really care to know, like characteristics. For instance, it said you are 60% more likely to be bald in your older age. And that, unfortunately, is true for him.
Yeah. You're like, well, yeah. This is not my fault. It's just genetics.
Right.
So.
Right. And it's all through your DNA. So you have it too, Wally.
Oh.
That gene?
Yeah.
The balding gene? Yeah. Thanks for that. I didn't need a DNA test to tell me that. I saved myself $49. So here's the deal, though. Like, with some of these things, when people take the DNA test, there's the DNA yay. You're like, oh, wow, I found a distant relative that I did not know. And it's really cool. And it's this lineage thing. And other times, it's a DNA nay, where it was like, oh, I found out stuff I did not want to find out. This was not really a good thing. I'm real curious, if you've done one of the DNA tests, how did it come out? Was it a DNA yay or was it a DNA nay for you? All right. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to hear your story on this right now. If you took a DNA test, was it a DNA yay or a DNA nay for you?
It was a DNA yay.
Oh, cool. What happened?
So we actually found an uncle for my grandmother that we did not know existed. And we found him in Arizona and were able to all join together and spend his 90th birthday with him.
Oh, that's so cool. Was he super rich?
No.
Oh,
unfortunately,
what a bummer.
Not.
That would have been perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, right?
Wow, because you only want to reach out to a long-lost relative if they have a lot of money.
It doesn't
exactly,
hurt.
So, I mean, it was really cool because we actually lost him the next year, but my grandmother was able to reconnect with an uncle she didn't know she had and, you know, got to spend the last year of his life with him. So that was pretty cool.
Well,
so,
that is cool. That is cool.
Yeah. So.
She get into that will at all?
No, oh,
just kidding.
No,
not so much.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
What's been your experience with like those 23andMe tests? Was it good or bad?
Kind of bad because my sister did a DNA test a couple years ago and found out that we have the different dad.
Oh,
and
no.
You know, yeah, and she's like 65. She just found this out.
Is your mom still alive by any chance?
No, she's not.
Okay, because I mean, that would be an awkward conversation to have with her, I'm sure. So how is your sister? Is your sister like, you know what, I'm old enough now at 65, water on the bridge, or did it mess with her?
It was upsetting for her.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Like the DNA test, I think you have to just be really open-minded with it and realize you could find something really cool and fun, or it could be something that undoes you a little bit, and you've got to be willing to take the risk either way. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. When you're hearing a lot of the great music on Way FM, there are things that we're doing behind the scenes. Some of them very productive, and some of them very childish. Betty is productive, Gavin is productive, I am childish. And there's a good example of this online. Here's a little bit of the audio. I want you to hear this. This is what happens while you're hearing music.
Years ago, we did a thing with Betty called the Hurricane Preparedness Test because she was scared of weather. Ruth here has brought in a Craftsman leaf blower, and I think it's time for a refresher course. Betty Rock, there's a hurricane! Look out, Betty!
Chuck, that's right! Save yourself!
So I basically just take the leaf blower and just put it right against her head and try to blow all of her stuff off the table, but to help her prepare in the event of a hurricane. And I will say this, Rock, you did great. You did duck and cover. You covered your head and your neck. You were in a great position for survival.
Well, and I'd love to read a few comments, and you can see the rest of these on our Facebook page if you just search Wally Show. But Chris said, I love how Betty Rock was already braced for it. Probably saw the leaf blower when it was brought in and just knew what was coming. And Chris, you are absolutely right. As he's talking and telling what's on the video, I was already holding down my hat, collecting all my papers because I just knew.
I didn't see it. My back was to you, but it checks out. You've learned. You're welcome, like, for making you more prepared.
Yeah. Christy said, poor Betty Rock, like a big brother, little sister relationship. It's great. Well, maybe for you.
Yeah.
And then Christine said, Betty Rock should get hazard pay for having to work with the world's biggest man child. Amen.
And I take that as a compliment. Thank you. That's so nice of you. If you want to see the video of her hurricane preparedness, you can just text the word LEAF, L-E-A-F, LEAF, to 91979. We'll send you a link. For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good, but in developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.